What's going on, people? This is your boy, Michael O, your chief motivational officer. Listen, I am excited to bring you a brand new podcast, Moving Mountains, hosted by myself. Find me on Spotify, find us on iTunes, find us on YouTube. Connect with us, Moving Mountains Podcast.
What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Moving Mountains Podcast. This is Motivational Mondays. This is where I come and I share with you some of the principles and the tools that I have used in my life to help you level up in yours as well. This episode is a continuation of last week's episode. I am already way too deep with this one. If you haven't caught up already, make sure you listen to last week's episode so that you are up to date with this week's. But yeah, I'm already in too deep. Let's go. Then the next thing that you want to focus on, which is the middle column, is your growth, right? The purpose of life is growth. If you are not growing, you are dying, right? And so when you are choosing any career path, when you are choosing the life path that you want to follow, you want to be in a space that brings you growth, where you are able to see a progressive upgrade in your knowledge base, in your skill base, in your contact base, bringing out where it exuberates the talents and the gifts that are on the inside of you. Listen, I was listening to one of my favorite MBA teachers. He teaches at LSC, Harvard, Kellogg, all of that. And I was blown away by one of the speeches that he gave. And after all of that, I got to meet him and I was like, yo, that was incredible. That was amazing. And he was like, yeah, it's fantastic. It was fantastic, but it could have been better. And this guy is a fantastic speaker, amazing speaker. And he said, there is only one purpose in life, and that is consciousness, right? Consciousness leads to growth. Your personal development is the only thing that matters. He was like, look, your business can fail, right? But the only question that you need to ask yourself in that process, which makes it all the more worthwhile, is did you grow? Your business can bring in $1 billion. None of that matters if the answer is negative when you ask yourself, did you grow? That is the ultimate purpose of life. Growth. If you are not growing, you are deteriorating, right? That is the only thing that is important and essential throughout everything that you do, right? And when you're listing down your areas of growth, right, you can use these pointers to inspire it. Number one, intellectually. How do you want to grow intellectually? What plans do you need to set in place to allow you to grow intellectually? For me personally, I'm a reader. I listen to audiobooks. Like, I don't even start my day without listening to an audiobook. The first thing I do when I wake up in the mornings, I meditate. I quiet my mind. I essentially press the eraser button and soak in that space of Zen for as much as I can. And I set my intention of what I want my day to be filled with. And then the next thing I'm doing, I don't typically tend to read in the mornings because I don't wake up that early, but I have time for an audiobook. At least 30 minutes to 60 minutes of an audiobook or something uplifting, whether it's listening to Abraham Hicks, whether it's listening to the Moving Mountains podcast. But I am always listening to something. I'm starting my day with something that will bring some kind of intellectual growth and progress into my life, right? The second thing that you also want to grow area, the second area you also want to grow in is spiritually. Like I said before, we are spiritual beings. We possess a body, right? Ultimately, you want to be connected. The reason why a lot of people are able to go through some really crazy and things like, I don't downplay the seriousness of things like depression and things like that, but it is very difficult for you to be able to get that low when you are spiritually connected, simply because when you are aligned with yourself, when you are spiritually aligned with yourself and you are able to know who you are, I get depressed when my focus is on these things that are around me out here, right? But if I am able to stay focused spiritually and remain in alignment of who I truly am on the inside, and I'm able to recognize how blessed I really am on the inside, and I'm really able to recognize that I have been given every provision that I need to be able to thrive and blossom here, regardless of these external experiences, what that does, it brings hope. It brings life. It is impossible for you to reach such a low, or at least stay there, if you are spiritually connected. This area, I'm not here to preach to you that there is a God or there isn't one. That's not the purpose of this. I believe that everybody has their way of being able to connect with their inner self. As a matter of fact, I believe that any experience spiritually that takes you outside of yourself to find God is a negative one anyway, right? God can only ever be on the inside of you. So whatever that is for you, whatever that language is for you that you connect with spiritually, create a plan to help you grow and improve in it. Because when you improve and grow spiritually, it makes your life experience better, right? The third area that you want to create goals on in the area of growth is health and wellness. And my goodness, man, this is something that I have taken to a whole nother level right now. I had a what they call a biometric magnetic analysis literally last week. And I had a doctor come to my house. He brought this machine. And I essentially, you hold it with your hand, and literally within 5 minutes, it analyzes the state of all of the organs. It literally analyzes from the quality of your hair right down to the sole of your feet, right? And I was, but the doctor produced me a 110-page report on the state of my health. And it talks about your blood fat levels, talks about which vitamins are lacking in your body, which minerals you need. It talks about, one thing he said to me, he's like, listen, you're a very intelligent person. And so your brain typically requires a little bit more blood, but it's not receiving as much blood as it should because there is a little bit of fat in your left ventricle of your heart. I'm like, what the fuck? How are you able to tell me what's in the left ventricle of my heart? But that's how deep of it. That's how deep it was. That is the level of depth that I have taken this shit. I want to listen. I've said to myself, I've promised myself, I am not going to die an early death from food or from alcohol, right? I am not going to neglect the state of my health such that I don't know what's ever going on. I want to know what's going on with me so that I can fix it, so I can do something about it. So he's put me on all of the cleansers. So from literally the day after recording this podcast tomorrow, I am going on a blood cleanse. That's the first cleanse that I'm on. And then I'm doing a digestive cleanse, and then I'm doing a liver cleanse. But these things are important. These things are important, and you need to make time for this. You need to set goals in these areas of your life so that you are improving. Anything that you can't measure can't be managed, right? So it's a very essential thing to do. And then the other thing that you can put in this area of growth is, what skills do you require to become better at your job? Right? I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm an entrepreneur. What areas do I need to improve in? My communication skills need to improve constantly, right? My ability to be able to manage my businesses, manage my staff, manage my executives, all of those things I need to become better at. And so these are things that I attend seminars. I spend thousands of pounds on seminars. In fact, 2 years ago, I spent £10,000 to go for a 3-day seminar with Brian Tracy in San Antonio. And I came almost like a new man sitting in the presence of such greatness. These things are essential. These things are important. You need to set areas of your life so that you are growing and improving, right? And also, what direct skill base do you need to grow? Like areas of, for example, what other languages can you learn or improve in? And one of the things that, you know, I've always wanted to do is I love a Spanish, man. I love Spanish. There's something so sexy about Spanish. And so, you know, I've started taking my Spanish lessons so that I can improve and get better. You know, it's still a little bit un poquito, but it's getting there, right? It's important to be able to do these experiences and do these exercises and get clearer on the experiences that you want to create and the areas that you need to grow in. But it's even more important to dedicate the time every day to actually do the things that you have put on this list, right? I recommend you dedicate at least 30 minutes every day towards your growth time to actually be part of a community that allows you to be able to grow. So I'm, for example, I'm part of a community called Mind Valley, and Mind Valley is a, it has a whole community of speakers who teach about business. They teach about entrepreneurship. They teach about spirituality. I dedicate, I watch at least one or two videos. I partake in at least a masterclass every month so that you are growing and you are developing and you are becoming better, right? You come here and you listen to this podcast because I have some information that you may be hearing for the first time or that I may be reiterating to you. If I don't grow and make this knowledge palatable in a way that you can receive it, you won't keep coming back, right? So, but our job is our job to communicate to all the people around us to be able so that they can also grow is just as important, right? Whether you are on a podcast or in a quote unquote public platform or not, right? The purpose of your life, and I heard this saying and I found it so profound. It says the purpose of your life is not really about you. It's about everybody else's that yours touches, right? So your life is not really about you. It's about all of the other people whose lives you touch. And in order to be effective at that, you need to be able to grow in all of these areas. So let's move on to the third one, which is the third column now. And this is contribution, right? And I used to be one of those people. I used to be so lost and unsure about what I was going to do with my life until one of my early mentors said to me, your life isn't about you. I just shared that with you, right? Your life isn't about you. Your life is about everyone else's that you touch. And that really left a deep dent and mark in my life. And it got me asking myself what kind of contribution I want to leave in this world. And I decided from that time, I realized that, you know what? My life is going to be an experiment, right? My experiences in business, my expeditions, my adventures in entrepreneurship and all of those things, those are simply experiments for me to be able to get these results to come and share with the people that I come into contact with so that everybody who comes around me leaves inspired and motivated with something new that they can go and apply to their lives immediately. That is what I have, for the last 14 years of my life, dedicated my life to. And how I do it, whether it's through a podcast, whether it's through YouTube, whether it's through media appearances, whether it's through writing a book, whether it's through Instagram posts, whether it's through whatever it is, the platforms are irrelevant. The question is, what purpose do you want your life to serve? What contribution do you want to make? And that is what I have dedicated my life to. I decided then and forevermore that I want my life's work and purpose to inspire everyone who I come into contact with. I want everyone to feel and receive a clear intention of my energy when I walk into a room. I want my words to build up. I want my words to inspire and bring hope to people who hear my voice, whether it's on Instagram or YouTube, or it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever else you find me doing in life, it will always be something that brings inspiration and remind you that you too have a greater purpose and have you thinking about that. That's what I want my contributions to be. And that's a decision that I have made and a commitment that I have made to myself. We get so lost in our own little bubble and our own mystery and hopelessness, you know, but the way out is to serve and make life better for everyone else that you come into contact with. Once you are able to live from this posture, you don't get too bogged down by your little problems. You don't get bogged down by little anxiety and little depression and sadness and all of those. Those things can happen. They happen from time to time to everyone, right? But when your life is lived intentionally and on purpose, it is very rare that these things will keep you down for long periods of time. Why? Because you have got a greater purpose to serve, right? A lot of people, when people are depressed and get into that state of hopelessness, it is because they no longer realize the value that they bring to the world. They no longer realize the purpose that they can serve to the world. But when you wake up every day knowing full well that there is somebody out there who exists to be able to hear from you and whose life will be built up in some way, shape, or form from their contacts, however it may be, whether it's physical or whether it's from a distance, when you recognize that, it is very difficult to be able to live in your small world. I'll share with you another study that was conducted, because the reason I like to bring studies and share all of these things is because I want, as as much as I share from my experience, I want you to recognize that this is not just my opinion, right? These are opinions that I have come to, yes, live by and adopt and all of those things, but they are scientifically proven. There are things beyond myself that confirms that what I'm saying to you is valid and it works, right? So there were two groups of five people who were selected, and these people were to be given $5 every single day from Monday to Friday, right? The two groups were given different assignments. One group was to spend the $5 on themselves every day, and the second group was to give all of the money away so they could buy a coffee for the person behind them at the shop, or they can tip the waiter, or they can give it to a homeless person. By the end of the week, the studies showed that the group started out very happy on Monday when they received £5. But the first group, by midweek, their happiness levels started to dwindle, right? Whereas with group B, the people who gave their money away, well, by the end of the week, their happiness had continued to go up and up and up, right? And this study confirms that giving is an incredible contributor to happiness. We talk about giving all the time, and this giving doesn't even have to be money. It has to simply be your decision of how you wish to improve other people that you come into contact with every day. Whether it's by smiling, whether it's by saying uplifting words that will bring life to somebody, whether it's by a little encouraging word, whether it's by, I like to do something a little less now, I probably need to jump back on it, but I used to do something before where I would call people who I haven't been in contact with for a long time, especially people who I do some kind of business with, and I would call them and I would just find out how they're doing in their home life, in their family life, in their health, whatever it may be going on, and just be there for them and just share an encouraging word. And it was so different. In the beginning, I found that it was so different and so mind-blowing because these people were used to just relating to me on a professional basis. But now I am actually interested in their lives. You would be surprised. I'll tell you a crazy story. From this posture that I think of, I always live like this regardless of where I am. So I was looking to buy a property a few years ago, and you know, the property was definitely out of my league, but we aim high, don't we? So I'd made the offers, and me and the agents were going back and forth, and in the end it was just becoming a little bit too stressful. So I was like, you know what, I'm out. And a couple of days later they said, look, the owner of the property would like to meet you and have a chat. I was like, no problem. I pulled up at the house, and old, you know, middle-aged man, you know, very sure of himself and all of that good stuff. And I sat down with him and I was like, you know, how are you doing and all of that stuff. And I didn't even start talking about the property. I was just very genuinely interested in him. Well, I got to the property about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. This man had been telling me about all his problems from 2 p.m. till 9 p.m. in the evening for 7 hours. All I had done was sit there, listen to this man share with me all of the things that had been going on and become a voice to him of hope and love and peace and just inspiration to be able to remind him that, listen, whatever is going on right now is impermanent. It will pass, but you've got to change your perspective and your direction. And this big old man, by the end of the evening, he was sitting there crying. I was there praying with him and lifting him up and all kinds of craziness. And at the end of it, he was like, listen, just make me an offer. This was a Friday. He was like, make me an offer. Think about it over the weekend. Make me an offer that you think is going to work. If it's not unreasonable, I'll make it happen. Well, I knew what offer I wanted to put, but I gave it a couple of days. Sunday night, I put my offer in, and literally by Tuesday, we were signing documents and I got my dream home. I didn't go there necessarily to try and coerce the man into agreeing into something that I was going to be, I didn't go there to coerce him, but I went there having already predetermined, because this is the posture that I live from in life generally, to make everybody who comes into my, who comes into contact with me, leave better, feeling better than they came in. And because I choose to do so and I exercise it, regardless of who I meet, there's nobody too high and mighty or somebody who's too low. I live this way, and you'll be surprised at the amazing doors that the universe is going to open as you choose your life to be able to contribute to. When you disentangle happiness from your goals, because a lot of the times we choose, we like to set goals because we are waiting. You know, I hear a lot of people say, yeah, you know, I'm kind of on the edge at the moment, but once this deal is done, I'll be happy. Once this money comes through, I'll be happy. Once I get this house, I'll be happy. Once I get this car, I'll be happy. Once I get da, 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 da. Well, look, if happiness is always in your future, it will never be where you are, would it? So once you disentangle happiness from your goals and learn to be happy in the now by learning to give of what you have, and everybody has something to give. I don't care what stage of life you are. I don't care if you haven't eaten today. There is something you can give, right? And it doesn't always have to be material. It simply has to be a decision. When you choose to live like that, you accelerate the process of happiness, because this is how fulfillment just come in. It is, studies have shown, more studies. The doctors diagnose better when they are happier. They diagnose 50% better when they are happier. Salespeople do 55% better when they are happy. Children do better on their exams when they are happy. Entrepreneurs and teams do better when they are happy. If you want to be happy, make other people happy, right? And so in this area, in the contribution list, how do you contribute? What ways do you want to show up in the world, right? Of course, you can be kinder, you can be empathetic, you can be more compassionate. These are important areas, and the world needs more of it, right? The second way is your career. Are you working in a career that helps humanity get better? And these are some things that I'm really starting to, you know, ask on a deeper level. It might be a little bit too hoo-ha for you right now, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. Like, I'm even learning. I used to buy, as you may know, if you're a regular listener, I used to buy a lot of Coca-Cola stocks, right? I'm even questioning myself if I want to support Coca-Cola anymore, because I don't want to support a company that sells sugar water to people and just fills people's bodies with all kinds of crap and shit. Right, I even now want my investments to be in companies that bring and help make the world a better place. I'm not here on my, you know, what's it called, holier than thou bullshit. That's not what this is about. This is about living from a place of consciousness and actively allowing everything that I do, this consciousness, to permeate everything that I do in such a way that I am leaving my life, I am leaving the world wholesome, I am leaving the world better than I touched it. So no more Coca-Cola stocks for me, right? But how are you in your career? And be honest with yourself, you know, are you working in the company that is humanity plus or humanity minus, right? A lot of, and you know, it's an important question to ask. Number three, and how you contribute. Are you creating something that can bring happiness, joy, or positivity to the world in some way, shape, or form? It could be music. It could be TV. For me, it's podcast. It's podcasting. It's animations. It's a whole bunch of stuff that I choose to create that will continue to make the world a better place. It could be apps, it could be social media content, it could be whatever it is, but are you creating intentionally and on purpose with the view of contributing what your gift and talents and your uniqueness, right, in your own unique way, and making the world a better place? And the fourth way is obviously, it's charity, which is one of the most obvious ones. Are you sharing your money, your knowledge, your time, your skills? Are you sharing your service, your connections? And are you contributing to that in some way? This has been a an earful. It's a lot to digest, like I said, from the beginning. This is a masterclass. Man, I'm giving y'all some free shit, some good shit on these podcasts. But these are things that have made my life better in, you know, over the years. And, you know, I have attended a lot of seminars. I have attended a lot of conferences. I have done a lot of courses. I have adopted a lot of tools and a lot of skills and a lot of shit over the years. And my goal, my aim with this podcast is to bring you as much of it. When I'm done, I'll stop doing the podcast, right? But until then, I want to bring you as much of these gems as possible. So I hope I've given you something to think about. The three MIQs, the three most important questions everybody needs to ask. Experiences. What experiences do I want to have? Growth. What areas do I need to grow in to be able to become the kind of person that gets to experience the things that I have chosen that I want to experience? And number three, contributions. What, in what way or ways do I want to give to the world and make the world a better place? And so I've given you a lot to think about. Please do this exercise. It is absolutely worth it. It is life-changing. Once you do this exercise, put this somewhere that you can see every day. Put this sheet of paper somewhere that you can see every day on your office desk, in your laptop, or by the fridge, wherever it is, by your mirror in your bathroom, so that you can see and be conscious of it every single day. And mark 12 months from now how your life is going to improve and change in the most amazing way. Because like I said, clarity makes everything better. And I don't know how magically this works, but I know that when you are clear, extremely clear on the things that you desire out of life, providence and the universe and synchronicity and your subconscious mind and all of these beautiful elements come together to work towards helping you make them a reality. And I look forward to hearing your feedback. I want to always hear from you anyway about how the podcast is helping you and improving anything in your life. I've been getting some phone calls, I've been getting some DMs. I absolutely love it. Like I said, when I come here and I sit in front of the mic and I sit in front of the camera and I'm talking and chatting away, I don't know who's listening, but I want to be able to get the feedback after the fact to be able to know how it's improving other people's lives. So by all means, connect with me on Instagram and Twitter. It is sir.michaelo. Make sure you're following Moving Mountains Podcast at Moving Mountains Pod _. And of course, if you have questions, if you have contributions that you want to make, send us a voice note, send us a text on the Moving Mountains Instagram page, and I will come here in future episodes and I will discuss it. This has been Moving Mountains Podcast, Motivational Mondays. I have been your host, Michael O. I'm out.
All new episodes drops every Monday and Wednesday, available on all platforms.